Okay, here we go. Five lessons to glean, to learn from Eliezer and Rivka's encounter for us to be able to inherit into our avodas Hashem, to try to bring into our service of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shemin tzchusu for Hashem for Chaya Esutila bas Arya Tzipor. Also Leonishvas Daniel Sarbas Eliezer Yisrael Halevi. First idea we quoted last night, but we'll say it again from the Kliyoker. Pasuk says Ayah Nara Atach Lachachs. Eliezer speaks, tells Hashem, and he says the one who's going to be Zoicha, that for Yitzchak, the one's going to offer me and my camels water. Says Rashi, Ru'uya Hiloshi Gomel Chasadim. She should be Roy, that she should be someone who gives over Gomel Chasadim. Says the Kliyoker and Chavdal Yudal, very interesting, beautiful question. He says, Ephron, we know, was a Russia when it comes to money. What's it doing, Ephron, next to Rivka with Chesed? They seem to be opposites. Says the Kliyoker, an incredible lesson. He says, you know, you can tell someone by their money. Ephron was constantly changing. Ephron was constantly changing. Why did Avram not want Eliezer to deal with any of the Canaanites? Because they had bad midos. And their money was so constantly back and forth. You could tell someone's already said from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kiso, Koso, Kaso. You can tell a person by their pocket, by their money, by how they drink, Koso, and Kaso in their inyo. Like Rabbi Kamenetsky said, also Kaduro. That's not in the Gemara. Rivka was the exact opposite. Rivka was the exact opposite. Not only was she good with her money, she was quick with her money. Shalom Baltics Rivka Iminazki Imiash Ayim Tovelikhasadim. I'm going to see if she's not only does she give me water, but she's going to be able to give my camels water. She doesn't care about me, but she cares about my camels. She's using her money. She's using her money for chesed, anything, everything she does. That's exactly why the Kliyoker says that the topic of Ephron is next to the topic of Rivka, to show you the contrast, fancy word, the contrast between how on one side that Ephron was so cheap and such a Russian, evil, negative with his money. Rivka was so giving, kind and caring and sensitive with his money. An incredible lesson how to be caring and kind, specifically when it comes to our quote-unquote money, to do kindness and tzedakah with. Idea number two. The Barbanel on the same pasuk. The one who asks me and for my children and for my animals, excuse me, water. Rashi says, so she be zoch to come into the household of Avram. Says the Barbanel. What is the dafka, the pshat over here? What was Eliezer really looking for? One word. Zrizus. Yes, it's easy to be kind, and maybe sometimes easier to be kind. But who's going to do it quick? Says the Barbanel, Rak shetashkei mikida af tisha v'chogim halav hadava mora al zrizusa b'charitusa. Her chesed, Avram was done with ayashkeim Avram aboker, gemar m'sacham daf dav. We learned that Avram woke up early in the morning to daven for his dom, to do the akedah. We learned these are the things we learned of zrizam akedah mitzvahs. Eliezer pashenuhi, Eliezer was there. He saw, it wasn't just doing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, but it was to do the kindness with alacrity, with a quickness, with an energy, with a fire. When you see a person not only doing the chesed, but how they give chesed, and how they do tzedakah, that tells you a lot more. He didn't just want someone to write now, and write a check and go out of there. Right? No. Eliezer saying, other Barbanel says, he says, I want to do, someone's going to do chesed like Avram. Someone who does it with Jesus, with alacrity, with an energy, with a fire, with a passion. Someone who's not just sitting on their laurels just so they get their name on a building, but they're doing it, and they're doing it out of swiftness because they are going to get every single mitzvah. That's exactly why the Barbanel says that Eliezer was saying, that because she should want to give me and my animals drink because it'll show Jesus, and that'll change the tchuna of the nedivah. So it'll show you the expression of the giving, shows you where the giving is actually, where it's coming from. Oh, what an incredible Barbanel. Idea number three. Idea number three, we'll just say it again. We have to say it. It's so awesome. Rav Hirsch says, if you look at the psukim, so what happens, not after until the next psukim later, you'll get out of order here. He says here that not when Eliezer is done, that she comes over, she offers him water, Eliezer drinks the water, and then she says, by the way, I also have water for your animals. Says Rav Hirsch, I don't understand. If Rivka had water the whole time for the animals, why didn't she tell him when she gave him, here's water, by the way, I also have water for your animals, and then he drink. Why did she give him water? I have water for you, let him drink, and then said, by the way, I have water for your animals. Says Rav Hirsch, incredible lesson in Chesed, he said, Rivka didn't want to be a show-off. By the way, I have money for you, I have stucco for you, and I have stucco for your animals. No, if you want to do it in a kind way, you could do Chesed, and you could do Chesed with Chesed. That's the whole word here, says Rav Hirsch. She dafka waited for him to be done, and once she was done drinking, Torah wants to emphasize when a person does chesed and kindness, you have to do it in a kind and caring way. That's what the Rebbe Rabbunim says in Tzedek Terdof. Righteousness, you shall pursue. Why does it say Tzedek twice? So in Parsha Shoiftim, Rebbe Rabbunim says, Tzedek, when you're doing holy things. Tzedek Tirdof. You're going to run into shul, make sure to hold the door. You're going to be davening Shimon Esrei, make sure you're not bothering the person next to you by speaking it loud. You're going to put a talis on, like we saw Salanter said, what's the biggest kavanah you should have? Make sure you don't hit the person next to you with your sitzah strings. That's what it's all about. Rav Hirsch said, it's very good to do chesed, but who's doing chesed with chesed? Who's going to be kind and caring and sensitive and thoughtful when you're doing that chesed? That's what Rav Hirsch said, that Rivka didn't show off. Waited for him to drink, offered it, waited for the drink, and then said, by the way, I also chose a tremendous lesson of doing chesed with chesed, of tznius, even while doing acts of kindness. Oh, what an incredible Rav Hirsch, Adin number four. Adin number four, I think we said it before, the last two are going to come from the Rebbe's. The chesed of Kuzmir. So, going back a little bit, Vayotza Arbe the Krosso. So what happens? Eliezer sees, and she runs over to her. Rash says, why does she run? Why does he run? Lefi shara sha'olu amayim the Krosso. He saw that the water came up, a miracle happened, Rashi said, brings for Chazal, that the water came up to greet her. Says Rav Chassid Kushmir, if he saw this great miracle happen, why was he even checking by her Gomli Chassadim? Why, right? That's what he wanted. He originally wanted to see the Chassid. But then once he saw that the water was going up to her, why did he still have to check? If the water's going to come up, isn't that great enough? Says Rav Chassid Kushmir, the grandfather of the Divine Israel, Mikan. We learn from here, Shemi de Tova Achas Oila Amea Mosim. One good midah is greater than 100 miracles. Yes, you can do all the great miracles in the entire world, but you know, if you have good midahs, you have nothing. We see that having good midahs is incredible. So yes, Eliezer ran over there because he saw something inordinate. Is that something that's going to bother me to tell him? But he still wanted to see the main thing he was looking for is going to be the Chassadim. Person could have an encyclopedic, person could do incredible things. But if they don't have kindness and care, if they have anger and they have impatience and they're not nice people, they don't have anything. The Chazal Kushman tells us, yes, he ran over there, but he still understood what the Ikar was. The Ikar was the Midas Tovos. As the Be'er Moshe, the Oshavar always said, when he asked him, someone asked him, what do you look for in a Shidduch, or the Shabbos Chazor, the three things I look for Shidduchim? And the Oshavar said three things, Midos, Midos, and Midos. That's what it all comes down to. That's what it all, even if Rivka, she had water coming up to, Eliezer says, because of Kushmir, he's looking for the Midos. That is the main thing. What an incredible lesson for us. Not looking at the Shidduch resumes, not looking at the family and the parents and the grandparents, uncles, aunts, cat. Midos, Midos, Midos. And finally, idea number five. So Abed Krasa on the same pasuk, Eliezer saw the water come up. That's what he ran towards her. That's what Rashi says. But the Kedushas Lady makes a very big diuk. It says over here, when she came to get the water, she drew, the water didn't come up. But by the animals, she did do. Says the Kiddush Levi, if the water was able to come up for Eliezer, when Rivka went back to the well, why didn't the water come up once again? Why didn't the water, if the water came up for Eliezer, for her to serve Eliezer, why didn't the water also come up for the animals? And says the Kiddush Levi, we learn a tremendous lesson over here. When it came to her, the water coming up for Eliezer, it was really for herself. She was going to the well. She didn't ask Eliezer. Eliezer didn't ask yet. The water just came because it saw felt the presence, the kedusha of Rivka Yemenu. But then when it came to the animals, the gemalim, the gemilas chasadim, gemalim, the lashon gemilas chasadim, lo aluamim, why didn't the water there? Because when it comes to chesed, it's all about effort. It's all about sincerity and putting in your time. Ki shetitishach ba'atma mitzvahs, ki yosu tachos she'odam, all the mitzvahs are the water for Eliezer was really for Rivka. The real chesed and real kindness was coming for the animals. And gimil chesedim comes with work and with effort. Look at just Rabbi Tzemachas. Every page of Rabbi Tzemachas, it doesn't show that she had 350 people on Shabbos, but it showed us the toil, the simcha in the toil, the simcha in the planning and the arrangements and in collecting thousands of dollars of Shabbos every Shabbos. Because when it comes to gimil chesedim, it's not about just doing it, but it's doing it with kigia, putting in your effort and your time, and with simcha. What an incredible lesson. The Kiddush Levi teaches us why the water came up for her, for Eliezer, but not for the camels. It came up for us, really for herself. It came for the animals, for Mitzvah Sadim. Hashem wants to see the work and the effort and the tircha. Let's review these five ideas. Except from the Kriyakar, what are the two parshias of Ephron and Rivka doing back-to-back? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to see, to show you the dichotomy, will surely show you the contrast between Ephron, who was cheap, constantly changing the money on Rivka, Davka with his money, had to be evil and to be negative, and Rivka was able to use her money, to use her wealth, to be able to do chesed, kindness, to show us that at the end of the day, when it comes to money, how to do chesed with her money, Number two, the Abarbanel tells us in the same thing, but not only does it tell us the psukim that Eliezer was looking for the chesed, he's looking for the zrizus, he's looking for the alacrity, for the energy. That's what Avram Avinu. Vayashkem Avram Boker. It's the reason Gemara Pesachim Abdal we see a zrizah medila mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be able to do something to wake up early, and that's why Bris Mila we do it early in the morning. Live from Avram, and Eliezer obviously learned that from Avram, and that's what Rivka was looking for. He wanted to see that zrizus, someone does chesed but with zrizus, the alacrity with that energy, with a fire. The third idea we said from the Hirsch, why Dafka does she let Eliezer finish the water, and then she only tells him that she has water for the camels because at the end of the day she didn't want to show off. You have to do chesed with chesed, tzedek, 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 do kindness with kindness to make sure not to be a bal gaiva. Incredible lesson from the first, the fourth, and fifth idea from the Rebbe's because of Kushmir. Once Eliezer saw the water come up, why did he still check? Because at the end of the day, one good midah is better than 100 miracles. As Rasul Salanta told us, at the end of the day, you could do all the great things in the world, but if your talus is hitting the person next to you, you're missing the point. Our job is to be able to break our midas. Our job is to be able to have good midas, toivus. Great midas, greater than any nisim, greater miracle. And that's why Eliezer still inquired on her midas, because he didn't really care about the mavsim, he cared about the midas. He ran there because he saw something special there, but he wanted to still inquire. But the main thing, like Rajuda likes to say. Finally, the final idea, the Kedushas Levi tells us, why did the water come up for her, for Eliezer, but not for the chasarim, for the camels? Because the Kedushas Levi says, when it came up for her, it was really for her, because of her shechina, for her kedusha. When it comes to chesed, when it comes to giving the chasarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see the effort, he wants to see the toil, he wants to see the time. We should be zochet to be able to make sure to take these five lessons from Rivka Meir and Eliezer, to make sure to do chesed with her money, with his rizus, with midos tovos, with chesed, midos tovos, and putting in our time and energy, as the Shemesh Baruch HaBalim, toivo, shkoich.